Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC company. Injury report came out about an hour ago for Steelers and Ravens. For both teams, actually. We know that T.J. Watt is in. He's not even listed on the injury report. We know that George Pickens is out for this game. Not even listed as questionable. Ray Fittipaldo joins us right now from the Post-Gazette. Ray, how close did it get with Pickens this week in practice?
I didn't get the idea that it got all that close. You know, he did do more this week, obviously, than last week. I wouldn't roll out Wednesday against the Chiefs, but I think probably still looking at that Bengals game regular season finale as the likely return for George.
Ray, I mean, what have we seen from this team to suggest that they're going to be able to win either of these next two games if he doesn't play? Do you think there's any reason for people to feel all that good about their chances without him?
Well, I mean, I think on the road against a really good Ravens team is going to be tough without George. You know, the Chiefs game, you know, they're not a prolific offense anymore. I could see a rock fight there, a low-scoring game that the Steelers defense, you know, maybe steps up and finds a way to win. But, you know, that Eagles game, guys, it was pretty discouraging when you watched it. You know, I think Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin are going to have a chance to recalibrate here, maybe rethink some things. You know, if you can't run against the Eagles, you're not going to be able to run against the Ravens either. So I think they're going to have to come up with something different. I mean,
so what do you think's in the cards?
Yeah, I you know, I'm not sure. You know, every Ravens game seems to be low scoring, and you know, a turnover here, a field goal here is what wins it. But I would think, you know, you get Freiermuth more involved. You know, Russ was talking about him yesterday and how hot he's been. You know, Calvin Austin's been stepping up. So, you know, maybe you look to those two guys to maybe get it going a little bit, maybe break your tendencies and throw early, and then maybe you can run late if you have a lead.
How much of a loss will Deshaun Elliott be, I guess? Or yeah. Let me ask you this question, actually, because Pony posed it earlier, and I think it's an interesting one, so I'll just reframe it. If I give you option A, which is their reality, they'll have Watt, but no Fields, no Elliott, no Pickens, or I give you option B, Watt sits this week, but they get those other three guys back and active in the lineup, what would you rather have if you were the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, Fields doesn't really matter, but I'd probably rather have Pickens than Elliott. You know, they just have a hard time scoring without George. And, you know, they figured it out against the Browns. Obviously, the Eagles are a much better team than the Browns. And I think this was everyone's worst fears, you know, what would happen to the Steelers if George Pickens got injured. So we'll see if Saturday is any different, but I think it's obvious that George is kind of an irreplaceable part of this offense, and they're going to have to prove it to me. They're going to have to go out there and score 24 or 27 points to convince me that they got this figured out without George.
Well, kind of like existentially or philosophically speaking, then, how good of a roster have they really built if it is, at least on one side of the ball, so hyper-dependent on one player? And I could say the same thing, actually, with Watt on defense. They're 1-11 or whatever without him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that I would argue against what you said about Watt there, because it is a completely different defense than what it has been in the past. I mean, you know, we're talking about when Watt went down a few years ago, you know, you're talking about Derek Tuska and Ola Odeni and Taco Charlton taking over. I mean, they did a really good job of building depth with Preston Smith and now Herbig, too. So I do think that is different. I do think they're actually equipped to win without TJ now more so than they have been in the past. But I agree with your premise. You know, it's, you know, the offense is, I don't want to say it's built around one guy, but it certainly revolves around one guy. And, you know, this is really where Arthur Smith is going to make his money. You know, maybe it's getting Jalen Warren more involved. Maybe you throw short, see if you could open some things up, you know, in the middle of the field if you utilize Warren and some of those other backs. But it's going to be a challenge. Pickens is really a top five, top ten talent in the NFL. He's played like it for most of the year, and the Steelers really don't have anyone who is like him on the roster to replace him. They certainly don't have a legit number two. I've said this from the beginning. They got a bunch of three and fours, and those guys would be good in those roles, but none of those guys are really number twos.
Ray, I want to go back to Elliott here, who's doubtful, so that means he's not going to play. Is he really that important to the defense, or do you feel it was more the Eagles are a great offense, that it really wouldn't have mattered if he was out there or not? Like, how vital is Elliott to what they're trying to do defensively?
Well, you saw KZ got, you know, he was shook out of his shoes there. I mean, that's one play that probably comes back if Elliott plays. You know, he can't tackle for anyone. You know, the corners couldn't tackle. Queen had a couple of missed tackles. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that all of those big plays come back. But I think in games like against the Eagles, where you have a guy like Barkley, in games like against the Ravens, where you have a guy like Derrick Henry, you want your best tacklers on the field. You want your toughest guys on the field. And Deshaun Elliott has been one of those guys all year. So, you know, maybe KZ steps up and plays better this week. You know, Cam Sutton's going to be involved, of course, as well. Yeah, they're going to need those guys to play better than they did against the Eagles, for sure.
Ray, how interested do you think the Steelers are already in ripping up the remaining year on Elliott's contract and just doing a new one with him based on how he's played?
Well, I mean, it's a really reasonable contract, so I'd just let it play out, and then I'd for sure do business with him, you know, 2026 and going forward.
Well, the risk being that he doesn't want to do business with you at that point, that's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Deshaun's having a great year. You know, maybe they would go down that road. I mean, Deshaun's not a spring chicken either. I mean, he's probably, what, 27, 28, and he's been in the league a while. I don't know that they would be in a hurry to do that, but I was in the room yesterday. Darrell Austin was talking about him, just praising him, and they really think he's having like a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type of season, and that's huge for somebody who signed for, what, $3 million a year. When you can get that kind of a player for that amount of money, it's just a tremendous value for your football.
How about Jackson and Ogunjobi on defense? They're questionable. You think they play?
Yeah, I mean, they're... You know, Jackson has battled through that injury, so I think Dante will be able to get out there. And, you know, once he does get out there, it's been kind of iffy because he's had to pull himself out of two games because he hasn't been able to go. But I think he'll try to go. You know, the Ogunjobi thing, it's a soft tissue groin injury. It's like those hamstrings. You got to be careful with those. The fact that he was out there doing stuff on a limited basis early in the week, he's been a limited guy the last 2 days. I think he'll try to give it a go, but you know, that's certainly something to watch in the game if he could stay in there.
More likely that because of Pickens' absence and being unavailable for this game, that Mike Tomlin actually tries to zig when everyone thinks he'll zag and tries to open up the offense, or that he goes and says extreme bunker mentality if we can win the game.
No, he already said no, Malzi.
If we can win the game 2-0, we will.
He already said no.
You know, I did already say no, but here's the thing. You know, this defense has changed. If this was the same defense they were playing 6 weeks ago before Dean Pease kind of took over, but Pease has kind of come in and tightened things up now. They're not giving up the big play like they did early in the season. They kind of got their pieces where the pieces should be. You know, you got you got Humphrey playing in the slot now, and you got Hamilton playing safety, and they've kind of just kept it simple there. So that tells me that even if you do break your tendency, guys, you know, they've kind of gotten things figured out there where it might not be as open as it was early in the year. So, you know, I think it's a good idea. I wouldn't come out and try to run the ball like they did against the Eagles, that's for sure, but you're going to have to run the ball better this week. I mean, you can't go out there and have your number one back, you know, go for 14 yards on six carries. That's not going to work. So however it works, whether it's early or it's late, the running game has to be much more efficient than it was in Philadelphia.
Do you feel like Lamar Jackson is due for his best game against the Steelers?
He's been overdue. I keep saying that, like, I keep expecting him to figure it out, and he never really does.
So are you expecting him to figure it out this time?
Well, Elliott's down. I mean, you know, is Watt going to be on a pitch count? Is he going to be his usual self? I mean, they're so good at keeping him hemmed in the pocket and making him throw the football. And that's not really the way he wants to play. You know, he'd rather be out of the pocket. He's at his best when it's a fire drill. And those receivers.
So I'm hearing more mediocrity is what it sounds like you're predicting here, Ray. That's what I'm sensing.
No, I mean, listen, if they can keep him hemmed in the pocket, I think the Steelers can potentially win another low-scoring game. But with those injuries, guys, I don't know that it's going to be easy.
If I told you the Ravens are going to score 17 points, would you pick the Steelers to win or lose?
No, I'd pick the Steelers to win if it was 17, yeah, for
sure. Wow. If I told you the Ravens were going to score 21 points, would you pick the Steelers to win or lose?
Yeah, 21 or 24, I think it's going to be a big ask, guys, for the Steelers to score.
Man, so you're picking them to score 18 or more, which would be the same amount as last game when they had Pickens, and the game was at home, Ray. I am shocked by that.
I think if the Steelers can hold them to 17 points on the road, yeah, I think the Steelers have a great chance of winning on Saturday.
Where do their points come from? Turnovers?
Yeah, I mean, they've done it before, right? I mean, they've had how many? They've had, 11 turnovers in the last four games. I mean, the defense set up the offense last week. They just couldn't do anything with it. So you're a little bit more opportunistic. You capitalize on some of those Ravens mistakes. I think you got a chance to be in it. But
if the Steelers are plus one in the turnover game, do they win or lose?
Probably lose.
So they got to be multiple turn. How about that, Malzi?
It's got to be a vintage defense game, and they're not at full strength on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I'm like you. I just have a hard time picturing the offense like having a great game without Pickens. It's hard for me to see it, you know, with the weapons they have right now.
Yep. All right, Ray. Well, thank you. Enjoy Baltimore on Saturday.
I will, guys. Talk to you
there
next
week. There you go. Ray Fittipaldo.
Now I can't get that thought out of my head, and yes, this is me saying that my own question or line of thinking is great. Whatever.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. How good of a roster is this offensively if it's so predicated on one guy?
Well, we have TRT coming up. We'll see if that's something.
Testosterone replacement therapy?
We'll see if that's something. No, Total Request Thursday.
Oh, sorry.
We'll see if that's something that our listeners want us to talk about. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, we're live at a slammed Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Charlie on site producing, so enamored with the conversation that he's spitballing a Devils column right now on their chances against the Penguins on Saturday night.
HockeyReference.com. He's looking up Mike Bossy's career numbers.
Yeah. He's talking to three players with term the New Jersey Devils can target right now. God, he really is, dude.
Now, why are you making that up for him? He's got Brazzers.com on that screen.
What's like a crazy one? He's got...
I don't know. I don't know how far down this rabbit hole you want to go.
Right.
I think I went to our usual...
I don't want to get Logan in trouble.
I went to our usual mainstay that we know is safe.
Let's get to a headline.
Logan Arblaster with your fan headlines. The Penguins play the Nashville Predators tonight in Nashville. Puck drop is at 8 o'clock. The Penguins are winners in three of their last five. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. More at 937thefan.com. Malzi?
I will jump in here. Thank you, Logan. I think you need to do something if you're listening to this show right now and you're listening to me right now. And that is upgrade your snacking game. when it comes to game day and you're sitting there with your bowl of chips or you've got veggies or maybe you got some wings, whatever it might be, get Daisy Sour Cream's new French onion and ranch sour cream dips made with Daisy Sour Cream plus real herbs and spices, the kind of ingredients you would find in your kitchen. They're going to take maybe those kind of boring – hold on! Would you wait, Pony? They're going to take those boring chips, those boring vegetables, and they are going to elevate them way up the list here, way up the ladder. So what are you waiting for? Get it. Daisy Sour Cream's new French onion and ranch sour cream dips.